The Justice Department cannot block the entire affidavit. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News. That ruling from a federal judge in the Mar-a-Lago search case.
The same judge who signed off on the initial FBI warrant to search Mar-a-Lago, Judge Bruce Reinhardt, has now admitted the raid was, quote, unprecedented and has rejected the Department of Justice argument to keep the entire affidavit under seal. In his decision, Judge Reinhardt cited the intense public and historical interest in the affidavit, but the judge is also still giving the DOJ the, quote, opportunity to propose redaction.
Well, that's Fox's Trace Gallagher. Former President Trump's legal team has asked the judge to stop the review of the documents taken in the raid and appoint a special master to review what they should be able to see. Trump attorney Alina Habba says many of the documents are protected by privilege, and the former president wants them back.
Things that are clearly declassified, things that are also privilege, attorney-client privilege from when he was in the White House, things that he should never have been seized.
The Justice Department says it will respond to that motion in court. President Biden lavishing praise on White House medical advisor Dr. Anthony Fauci on Monday after Dr. Fauci announced he'd leave the government at the end of this year.
For nearly 40 years, Fauci has been director of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases, and during the Biden administration, has served as chief medical advisor to President Biden. Fauci says he is not retiring, but after 50 years of government service, plans to pursue the next phase of his career. In a statement, President Biden says he's come to know Fauci as a dedicated public servant and a steady hand honed over decades at the forefront of some of our most dangerous and challenging public health crises.
Fox's Jared Halperin. Several Republican members of Congress say they will investigate Dr. Fauci if the GOP takes control of Congress in the midterm elections. America is listening to Fox News.
Pull up a chair and join me, Rachel Campos Duffy.
And me, former U.S. Congressman Sean Duffy, as we share our perspective on the discussions happening at kitchen tables across America.
Download From the Kitchen Table, The Duffys, at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you download podcasts.
With a deadline approaching, President Biden under new pressure to forgive student loan debt.
President Biden said he'll make his decision known before September 1st when payments restart, but students are on edge waiting to see if they need to start making payments that they have not been making for months. The Committee for a Responsible Federal Budget, though, says simply delaying payments until the end of the year is not free. It would cost taxpayers $20 billion, effectively wiping out the first 6 years of deficit reduction passed in the Inflation Reduction Act. Larry Summers tweeting this: student loan debt relief is spending that raises demand and increases inflation. It will also tend to be inflationary by raising tuition.
Fox's Hillary Vaughn. Police in Oklahoma City have arrested the man who they say responded to an eviction order Monday by shooting the two sheriff's deputies who arrived at his home to serve it. One of the deputies, Sergeant Bobby Schwartz, died from his wounds. The other now reported in stable condition. In Dallas, more than 9 inches of rain Sunday into Monday afternoon, blamed in the death of a woman whose vehicle was swept away in flash flooding. It was a bad weekend for air travel. Nearly 500 flights canceled, about 9,000 delayed. The government now looking for ways to ease the burden on travelers.
The Department of Transportation is looking to standardize the definition. They're saying you should get that refund if flights are delayed more than 3 hours for domestic flights, more than 6 hours for international flights. If your airport has changed, number of connections increase, or if your aircraft itself is changed, that would also be considered significant. So these proposals are still in the 90-day comment period. That's why the Department of Transportation released late last week more things that they think the airlines should do. They're arguing that customers should get a food voucher if their flight is delayed over 3 hours, and should also get a hotel if they have an overnight change or cancellation.
It's Madison Allworth of the Fox Business Network. And I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Kilmeade. I want you to join me weekdays at 9 a.m. East as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and, of course, what you think.
Listen live or get the podcast now at BrianKilmeadeShow.com.